Oscar's Pizza and Wings. Texter Bernie has followed our request for the three Division I programs in the state. If we were going to play three-on-three basketball, his starters would be, for Creighton, Zagorowski, McDermott, Tolliver. That's a good mixture. You got a guy that can handle the ball, can shoot from the outside. You got a deadly sharpshooter. And then you've got a versatile big man.
Yeah.
For Omaha, Akinwole, Mitch Hahn, John Karhoff, kind of along the same lines. And then I like what he's thinking with Nebraska. Now, this would be, I think this would be a very successful three-on-three team. Okay. Strickland, Boone, Mikey Moore.
Oh, okay.
We need to do this. We need to put this together next summer. A three-on-three between the three.
Three-on-three between the three.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And we'll have some restrictions, like guys that are tied into NBA contracts can't play, but
yeah.
I don't know, maybe not. I mean, there's some guys that have been playing in the Metro League that are... Kyrie Thomas went and played. I think Kyrie Thomas is under contract with the Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put this on the board. Let's put this on the progress board. We're going to find a way to put this together. A couple more things about Texas. And Dirk Chatelain will join us on Friday. Dirk had a great column about Texas and what they are about to experience going to the SEC. They still will get a seat at the table because they have money and they have a brand. Their seat will either be one of those rinky-dink, you go to Kmart, you know, buy one of those folding chair seats, if they don't back it up in football, or they can upgrade to that nice cushy seat you see if you sit on Gucci Row at basketball games where they have the padded seats where you're, when you sit down in it, your butt just sinks and you're like, so they're going to have a seat. It just will depend on what football does, how comfy that seat gets. But will perception and reality ever matter at Texas? Not only the only three Big 12 titles in 25 years, only one national title in 50 years, how other programs in the Big 12 in football have passed them, but still Texas gets a voice and they get all this money and they still recruit in the top five. Their fan base is extremely delusional. We used to be delusional around here, and then reality hit. And people around here are not delusional anymore. They're full on, this is the way it is. Texas thinks they should win every year. They do dominate money-wise, and they disappoint their fan base. They might be the United Kingdom of college football. But do wins matter? If you can still do all of that stuff and yet you have struggled and fell short, money is bigger than winning. Now, in other sports, Texas is really, really good. But we're talking football. The world in college athletics is now all about football. And in that sport, Texas and Nebraska are exactly the same. The perception reality between those two programs, just compare them. And you can compare the fan bases. Because I contend that Nebraska could make a case for being an SEC school as well. There is money. There is a very passionate fan base. The Texas fan base is delusional, but they are passionate about their team. And for some, they're loyal as heck. But yet they get disappointed by their football program. I don't know. The SEC fans, they're going to have a hard time. The Texas A&M fans should probably give a tutorial on how to deal with Texas fans when they officially get in the league. They are going to be the team that everybody will root for or root against. If you've hated Alabama and you've hated SEC teams, you will root for them every time they play Texas to just absolutely crush Texas. But to say the SEC runs through Austin. The conference you're currently in hasn't run through Austin. Shut your face. Scott Chanley joins us next.